Okay, so this exercise is called the bubble wand. So it's an exercise to help you calm down if there's ever anything worrying you or bothering you, so that you can calm down the emotion brain to get the thinking brain working. And once the thinking brain is working, then you can make a plan. Okay? So now go ahead and get yourself comfortable. Find a comfy position in the chair for your back, for your head, for your legs and your arms. It's always best to try to uncross your legs and arms, but whatever's comfortable for you. So now, closing your eyes, take a few long, slow, deep breaths in through the nose and then out through the mouth. In through the nose, nice and slow, trying to do your 5 and 9 breathing. So breathe in nice and slow into the count of 5, in through your nose, and out through your mouth, out to the count of 9. So breathing in nice and slow. And exhaling out your mouth, out to the count of 9. And into 5. And out to 9. And into 5. And out to 9. Good. As you continue to do your nice, long, slow 5 and 9 breathing, and that's done to help relax the emotion brain so that the thinking brain can come on board. So you continue to do your nice, slow 5 and 9 breathing. I'd like you to bring your awareness to a recent situation that was bothersome for you. Either something someone said or did or didn't do or didn't say, or a math test, an English test, a science test, something that was worrying you. So a situation that was making you feel either sad, making you feel angry, frustrated, overwhelmed, surprised, disgusted, or happy. Whatever situation you can bring to mind, usually we use this exercise with a distressing situation, one that would make you feel fearful or anxious, angry or frustrated, sad or bad about yourself. So just bringing that situation to mind. Try to remember what the situation was, what happened, what it was you were thinking or the other person said, what it was you were feeling, what was the emotion you were experiencing. Was it sadness, fear, shame, guilt, feeling ashamed or low, disgusted or angry or frustrated? And try to remember what was happening in your body. Did you remember if you had some tightness in your chest or some nauseousness or agitation in your tummy? Did you have some tightness in your shoulders or your jaw? Was your head racing with thoughts? What was going on in your body? Just take a few moments to really remember all that you can about the situation. What were you wanting to do in that situation? If you had a magic wand, what would you wish for? And if it was a specific person that was bothersome to you, try to bring an image to mind of that person and how they made you feel by what they said or what they did. Just remember as much as you can and notice as you recall the event, if the worry, the tension, the sadness, the anger, the frustration starts to build. So hold that situation in mind. And remember, if you could do anything in that situation, what is it you wanted to do? Even if it wasn't kind or fair or reasonable, did you want to kick or punch or scream or run or hide? What is it you wanted to do or say? So remembering all those urges, those temptations. So just hold that in mind, and I want you to imagine you have a bubble wand in your hand. A large, large bubble wand. The kind that some kids take to the beach to play with. They dip them in the bubble solution and they blow or wave them around, and big, huge bubbles escape from them, float up to the air. So now in your imagination, I want you to fill your bubble wand with solution. And remember your bothersome, worrisome situation. I want you to remember now one of the worrisome thoughts or sad thoughts you had. And I want you to blow it into the bubble wand. Imagine blowing that bubble, that worrisome thought, that sad thought, into the bubble wand. And then with all your strength, imagine waving that wand around. Imagine waving it back and forth, trapping each of those thoughts inside a giant bubble. And bring to mind another thought or feeling you had from that situation. Blow it into the bubble wand. Wave it around. Trap that feeling, that thought, inside a bubble. And those bubbles are just suspended there for now. Bring to mind another thought, another feeling, and perhaps an urge you had to either yell or scream or hit or run or avoid, whatever it was. Trap it in the bubble as well. I don't know how many bubbles you have now. It could be 3 or 5 or 10. Trap as many as you need. Trap as many thoughts, as many feelings. Picture the thoughts, the feelings, the urges and colors inside the bubbles. They're just floating there around you, suspended, not moving away yet. Just notice each one. Label the bubbles, frustration, worry, fear, sadness, overwhelm, guilt, shame. Label the bubbles as you look at them. And as you take a step back in your mind's eye from all those bubbles floating there, I want you to just notice how the thoughts and the feelings, the urges, they're just that. They're just thoughts. They're just feelings. They're just urges. They're not necessarily reality. They're not necessarily truth. We have lots of thoughts, lots of feelings, lots of urges throughout the day. We don't necessarily act on them all. They're not all necessarily true, not all necessarily valid. They're also not necessarily untrue or invalid. But we always need to look at them. But when we do our nice, long, slow breathing, 5 and 9. We blow them out. We get them out there. We label what they are. We get distance from them. And that distance allows the emotion brain to relax so that the thinking brain can come on board. So as you stand there looking at the bubble, you look at the situation, I want you to think to mind, bring to mind, when you look at those thoughts and those feelings and those urges, what is it you exactly want to do in that situation? What is it you want to do and say that would be most helpful to you? And I want you to think of one specific thing you can do or say that would help you in that situation, whatever it is. And you can try that one specific thing and then evaluate, think about how it worked or didn't work, what you'd do differently next time. And the next time you might think of a slightly different thing, or you might try the same thing, or you might try something completely different. So just imagine yourself lying down on the beach or on a field. And I want you to imagine those thoughts, those feelings, those urges, encased in those bubbles, just floating higher and higher away. You can see them, the thoughts, the feelings, the urges, get more distant. They're floating away. They're getting further and further and further away. And as you take some nice, long, so deep breaths, in to 5, out to 9, I want you to remember how once that situation was so distressing, so bothersome, so all-encompassing, so intense, but now it seems so far, far away, so small, so insignificant. So when we relax our emotion brain by doing our breathing and understanding what's bothering us, what we're thinking, what we're feeling, what we want to do, and then we calm ourselves down and we make a plan what we're going to do, the thinking brain comes on board. And the tendency to have things go round and round and round and round and round and round in our mind, getting us all worked up, getting that emotion brain, hijacking the thinking brain so that the thinking brain doesn't work anymore. We can get ourselves into a much better place where we can make a plan of what we want to do, how we want to respond. Think about it, feel about it differently. So just take a few more moments to do some nice, long, slow, deep breaths into 5 and out to 9. And as you exhale, really blow that situation away, blow those bubbles far, far away. Exhale and blow those bubbles away. Blow them away. And as you blow them away, your emotion brain relaxes and your thinking brain comes on board. And as you continue to do your 5 and 9 breathing, and you blow that situation away, just notice how your view of everything gets wider, gets bigger. As we relax the emotion brain, the thinking brain comes on board. Our ability to think and look at things in a broader way, a bigger way, a more balanced way, get stronger. We can do it better and better. So whenever you're worrying about something, thinking about something over and over and over and over and over and over again, Remember these steps to calm yourself. Do your breathing. Identify what you're thinking. Identify what you're feeling. Identify what's happening, what triggered this situation. Do your 5 and 9 breathing. Put those bubbles, those worries, those thoughts, those feelings, those urges and bubbles, blow them away, and then make a plan. Make a plan. And so when you're ready, you can open your eyes and return back to the room around you.